Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, in relationship rehab, we get emails, we read them, and then you can help us out here at 321-0931. Maybe you've gone through something like this. Maybe you've had this situation happen to somebody you know, and you can shed some light for Megan, because she's who wrote us this morning. She says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love your show, and I love relationship rehab. It's fun giving people advice, but now I could sure use some. Let me give you a little bit of background. Me and my soon-to-be ex-husband have been separated for about 9 months and are still in the process of getting a divorce. We don't ever see each other anymore, only talk through our lawyers. It's been very stressful, and I want to cut ties and be done with all of it. The problem is, I just got back my tax refund for 2016. I also got his federal tax refund check in the mail as well, since this was our old address. They told me, I called the IRS and he told me that I could just give him the check in person or find a way to get it to him. But I can't do that because I don't want to see him under any circumstance. My only other option would be to send the check back to them. They would reprocess it, which would take a long time. They said he would get the check in about 9 months. I don't know if he'll freak out that I delayed his refund and make what's left of our divorce proceedings a living hell on me. I really seem to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. What do you guys think I should do?" That's for Megan. Call us now at 321-0931. Megan is standing by listening for your advice here. I know, like I said, if you're one of the 10 or 12 people that live in Madison that have money is not a problem, that you don't worry about money, that you have so much money that this doesn't mean anything to you, then you can disregard this. But
good for you.
Everyone else, right. For all of the other people that wait for their federal refund check or their tax refund check to come in and pay bills, mm-hmm. or to do something or buy something, I mean, to be delayed for 9 months, no, that's just kind of that's a DB move.
Especially when he realizes that 9 months later, that's when he gets his money, he's going to make your life hell for the next 24 to 50 years. So I would literally either call one of his buddies up and be like, "Listen, dude, you need to come get his check so you can give it to him, or just send it in the mail."
Something.
But yeah, I definitely would not even go that line of trying to, you know, if him off and have it sent to the government to send him. Yeah.
Let's get to Jared this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
We're doing good. So what do you think she should do here?
I think if she said that they communicate through the lawyers, I think she should give it to the lawyer. That should be pretty open and shut. She shouldn't, delay his money, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if he has the money, it might make the divorce process go a little faster for the both of them.
Oh, I'm sure the lawyer will be like, "You got to pay me to give him that.
Not the transfer of paperwork."
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want him making your life miserable.
No, and especially if you have children.
Yeah. Let's get to a female here. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think Megan should do in this case? Should she make this easy?
I was thinking the same thing Jeff was thinking. Give it to the lawyers. I mean, of course, the lawyer has some type of agreement where they come up with some type of conclusion. You don't have to pay me till such and such time. Yeah. I don't think it would be a bad idea if she gave it to the lawyer.
Yeah. I don't know. It always scares me giving money to lawyers. You don't know if you're going to get
it back. They can't open it, though. Yeah. They can't open it.
Yeah.
They can take it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, that seems like a smart thing to do. Thanks for calling us, by the way.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, what do you think here? Let's get to Brian. Brian, good morning. Brian? All right, let's get to Lissa. Lissa, good morning.
Morning.
So, hey, what do you think Megan should do in this case?
I think she either needs to man up and just give it to him. Otherwise, she's married to the man. You can't tell me that she doesn't have any friends that are mutual to, you go out all the time dating this person. You have to have some mutual friends.
Yeah.
And it's with mutual friends.
Yeah.
They have to have his signature to sign it and cash it. So even if you hand it to a mutual friend, they can't cash it.
Right, right. So
that's what I was thinking.
Just put an envelope and reseal it and say, give it to what's his name?
Listen, Phaedra Parks did it on The Real Housewives for Apollo.
See?
Yep. Come get his crap, honey. Yes.
Exactly. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Let's get to Bridget here this morning. Good morning, Bridget.
Morning.
Hey, so what do you think here? Do you think that we should make this easy or make it hard?
I would make it easy. Either mail it to him or give it to the lawyers, have the lawyers give it to him.
Yeah.
Or a mutual friend like everybody else is saying.
Yeah.
Just playing it another 9 months is ridiculous.
Yeah, that would hurt. That would hurt me. I'd be like, man, come on, I'm looking for that money.
Yeah.
She would be pretty upset if he did that to her. So
yeah, and that's a good point. Do unto others as you would like to be done unto yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So she's listening right now for the advice, so we appreciate you calling.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we also got a Facebook message from Mallory. She's like, listen, send it in the mail, or if not, she doesn't know the address, of course, give it to the lawyer.
Yeah,
most people are saying that.
Let's get to Chad here real quick. Chad, thanks for hanging on this morning. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Hey, so what do you think here? She's got to make this decision. It seems like she doesn't want to talk to him in person because of whatever reason. What do you think?
I say do it like an old school movie drop, you know, like put it in a briefcase and meet him on the bridge at 3:01 and put it down and walk away with your collar up and your hat down.
Later, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, like Mission Impossible. Then he snaps by and he gets it and then he goes the other way.
Done. Don't even look back.
And hopefully you don't think about pushing them off the bridge.
You can think about it.
You can think about it, but I don't do it.
So you like the old school spy way of doing it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. That's good. Thanks for calling us, man. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Bye-bye. Nice.
All right. Let's get to is this Ryan?
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan. What's up, man?
Not much. Something that I think she could do that nobody said was she could just go cash the check and tell him to screw off. But
because
she's divorcing him for a reason. But if anything, she could send a certified mail and make sure that he signs for it, that he gets it, and then it could come back to her if he doesn't sign for it, and then she could maybe do the lawyer thing. But
that's a really good
that way she knows he gets it and. That way she's not responsible for it.
If it came back to me and I tried, now I'm going to cash it and spend it.
Yeah, tried once.
Dude, I tried.
Thanks for calling us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Let's get to Christina this morning. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think she should do with the check?
Well, I actually was going to say the same thing about certification. That way that it's all, you know, up and up and she'll find out that he got it back. It'd be kind of a professional thing, but that was kind of my opinion. Either that or buck up and hand it to him.
Yeah. So you don't.
I wouldn't trust anybody else to do it though.
Yeah. Like some of his lame friends would be like, "Oh, dude, it's on the coffee table. I lost it." Then you're like, "Really?
Really, guy?
Really, guy? Come on!"
Right.
Because then the IRS will say that it was delivered to her.
Yeah.
And it'll come back around, and if she has the certification. She can say, oh, no, you signed for it. You got it.
Exactly. Yeah. Good point. She's listening right now, so we appreciate your advice.
Yeah.
All right.
You should
Thank
always
you.
Have paperwork. Right. That always saves you in the end.
Always in the end. Regina, good morning.
Morning.
So we're doing relationship rehab here. It looks like Megan got this check. She doesn't want to have anything to do with her ex-husband. What do you think she should do?
I think she should just take a friend and, like, if she doesn't want to trust somebody to drop it, just drive a friend over there herself and let the friend walk it in if she doesn't want to see him. I mean,
well, there you go.
It's not like they're watching her, watching to make sure it's her that does the drop off. It's pretty stupid. I mean, there's 100 things she could do.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you know?
I like that. So take a friend with you for moral support. Then when you get there, let them go deal with the ex that you don't have to deal with.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah. Just be a grown up and just do it. Get it over with. I know you don't want to see him again, but come on.
Right.
Just get it over with. Or have the lawyer hand it off. I guess the lawyer might not want to, but.
Yeah.
There's so many ways around this.
Yeah. No, listen, nothing against lawyers, but every time you hand them money, it seems to disappear.
Marco.
I'm just saying. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. It's time to feel good about yourself. It's time to say, you know what? Maybe I got this whole thing figured out. Maybe I'm not so crazy.
No, I am.
Because
at least you're not.
A 39-year-old guy named Lamar Reed of Lorain, Ohio. Now, old Lamar was in traffic court last week to enter a plea on a traffic ticket.
Okay.
Well, it was his turn, Krista, to go in front of the judge. And the judge's like, hey, man, you got to take that baseball cap off. Old Lamar is like, I don't think so. The judge said, you're going to take that off or you're going to be in contempt of court. So Lamar took it off. And when he did, a bag of cocaine flew out of his hat and landed on the courtroom floor.
Of course it did.
It didn't take the police officers very long to mosey on over and see the cocaine on the floor and arrest good old Lamar for possession.
How can you be that dumb?
Of cocaine.
How?
They're dumb. This is what this whole segment is.
I know.
So the good news is he got off on the traffic ticket.
Good.
The bad news is he's in prison now for having drug paraphernalia in a courtroom.
Well, maybe he knew that he was going to be thrown to the slammer, so he just had to bring that that bag of coke.
Three hots and a cot.
Yes.
Hey, feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 37-year-old woman in Nashville, Tennessee named Rhonda. Now, Rhonda asked her husband to go out and get her some ice cream on Sunday. But her husband was like, hey, man, I'm tired. I was working all day. And he said he didn't want to.
Ooh.
Now, that made Rhonda a little bit angry.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did is she punched herself in the face a few times, then called the police and said that he did it.
What?
Okay. When the police got there, they looked at the story. They thought it was a little weird. She then admitted that she hadn't been punched by him but herself because he wouldn't go to get her some ice cream. The cops told her that she was going to be arrested for filing a police report that was false and being taken down to the precinct because of that. So she said, okay, well, I have to go to the bathroom. And I don't know why. The police were like, okay.
I gotta go.
Fine, go to the bathroom.
And she went.
They heard a thud land outside of the door of the front door because she fell out the bathroom window trying to get away.
Mm-hmm.
They got her again, and they also charged her with trying to run from the police as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Moral of the story.
Yeah.
Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. Put these two dummies, the other one with the cocaine, into the same jail.
Yeah. Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
20-year-old Joe Murray of Bath Township, Ohio. Now, Joe called 911 and said, hey, guys, I need that drug-sniffing dog to come over here. You know, the ones you guys got down at the police station.
Sure, man.
The operator was like, well, why? And old Joe said, well, a woman just stole my heroin, and I want to see if this dog can help me find it. Well, the 911 operator thought that was really weird that he would admit to having heroin, so she sent the cops out there. Cops came to the door. Joseph said, listen, I just told the 911 person I need this drug-sniffing dog to find this heroin that this girl stole from me. So as he started filling around, he noticed that it was not in the one pocket of his pants he thought it was in. It was in his other pocket, the heroin.
Of course it was.
He pulled it out and said, hey, I don't even need you guys anymore. I found my heroin. And the police officer said, well, we found you. And we found the heroin, and you're going to jail.
Dude, it's a classic move to check. I mean, does he not do his laundry?
Hey.
Always check the pockets.
Check all the pockets. Man. Especially before you call the police looking for the heroin-sniffing dog.
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to sniff the heroin in your own pants. Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
67-year-old Mel Paulson from Niceville, Florida. Now, Mel called 911 three times last week to see if he could get a cop to come over and get his roommate to leave. But the emergency was really just a cover for his real intention, Krista, because what he wanted was some hot cop action.
Oh, who doesn't?
Whenever he would call the 911 operator, he would say, quote, send over a tall, dark, and handsome officer that looks to work out, has to be at least 5'9 and wear some glasses.
I mean, where are they? Where are these cops?
Anyway, after the third time of calling 911, he was arrested and charged for misusing 911.
Sure.
There's no word on whether the cop who arrested him met his many, many physical requirements, but the good news is that nice old Mel could find a guy in prison to do whatever he wants. Whatever. And some things he doesn't want, actually.
I bet all these people are related in some way.
Probably.
The dumbness factor.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.
If you need something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.